Okay, Rabosei, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Samach Tes. And we are here at the bottom of Samach Tes Mabez at the two dots. It's actually a fake-out two dots. It's not a great two dots. It really should have been a couple lines later. And it faked me out, as we'll see in a second, right? There's just a summary, basically, of what the halacha is in the cases we talked about yesterday. And then there's other stuff that's obviously somewhat related, but really the two dots probably should have been a couple lines later. All right, either way, doesn't matter. That's what we have, at least in my Gemara. Maybe it's different in yours. But we're here at the two dots, so that's seven lines up. Amar of Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, again, if you remember yesterday, we just, without going through the entirety of the complicated situation, where we had a Mishnah that says if you have a case where you're going to split the profits 50-50, one guy's providing the money, one guy's doing the work, there needs to be some sort of salary, right, provided for the guy doing the work. And we had a machlokes, right, on Amar Beis, right at the top, how much you have to pay him otherwise, right, because you run into ribbis issues. So just Amar of Nachman, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're going to see that this is not exactly poskening. We'll see, the Gemara will adjust this in a few minutes, but right as of now, rather just understand as Kipshuto, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Again, if you remember yesterday, that all you need to do is pay him a nominal amount. You can even, you know, share your dip with him, with the guy, and that's considered to be enough of a salary. Halacha Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that also, again, he had also said that you should give him like the whey and the leftover wool that gets kind of scratched off, a tiny bit of salary. Halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, right? Also, again, if you remember that we said that he said that if a shepherd is watching a bunch of sheep, right, and instead of paying him to carry sheep from here to there, you can kind of just make sure the sheep goes with its mother, right, and then you don't have to pay him because he's not, you know, doing extra work to ferry and carry young sheep and other animals, right, from place to place. Okay, that's really where the two that should be, but okay, fine. B'nei Rav Ilish, Nafik Alayu HaWishtara, the Rav Kazabe, Paga Be'agar, Paga Behefsid. B'nei Rav Ilish, the son of Rav Ilish, again, after Rav Ilish passed away, right, so they had some sort of shtar, again, with this type of, we called it, if you remember, an iska, right, with this 50-50 situation, right, half, right, Be'agar, right, for the profits, and Paga Behefsid, right, obviously corresponding to that is half the loss, right, but the shtar did not, the Gemara does not mention, this is already that Rashi says, if you see, that they didn't actually have, right, any, does Rashi say that? Right, Rashi lo have safi, right, so, nope, that's not what it says. Okay, either way, long story short, right, there was, basically it wasn't written that there was some sort of salary going to Rav Ilish. I mean, Rav Ilish was doing the work, but their father, right, had passed away, and there was no salary written in the shtar. The question is, what do you do about that? So, Rav Ilish gav Rabahu. So, Rav said that Rav Ilish was a big tzaddik. He knew his stuff. There's no way, right, he would have done a situation with ribbis, right? So it must be that he was getting some sort of salary, right? So manoshach, so either way, right? So pagabagar, trade tilsi behefsin, right? If you're going to take half of the profit, right? So then it must be that the guy giving the money, the guy who kind of financed the whole deal, right, is going to be chayav for two-thirds, trade tilsi, right? Two-thirds, trade plus is 2/3. So two-thirds of the loss. And then Rav Ilsa would be, would be Ochaya for only 1/3 of the loss. And Paga Behefsid to trade Tulsi Be'agar, another way around. If he's going to take half the loss, then he gets 2/3 of the profit, meaning there's either some sort of extra loss, some sort of extra risk, right, or some sort of extra reward, right, and that would be, right, the salary that he was getting. So Rav Kahana says, one second, right, I told this story through Rav Zvid, right, in Narada, and he said, what do you mean? How do you just make up, Rava, how do you just make up that it's either half and 2/3? Maybe, right, like we said before a second ago, the only salary you need to give him, right, is to dip your vegetables in the dip or in the brine or whatever it is. Maybe that's what he was getting. Right? And we said that halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't need to even pay him a real salary. So how do you know that they had this situation? So Amrlei said to him, Lav Hilchasa Imar. So this is what we explained a second ago, that he didn't mean the halacha is actually like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Elashita itmar. What he meant to say is, right, Rabbi Yehuda, and who was it? It was Shimon Gamliel, right? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. He just meant that they're all of a like mind. They all hold that you have to give a minimal nominal salary to the guy, but not that the halacha is like it, right? And Hakinam Stavra, this makes sense. Exactly, that's what he meant. The ilutim halacha, because if you don't say that, halacha, right? Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, the mekal mekulu. If you wanted to say the halacha is like all three of them, all you had to do was telling the Lachas Rabbi Yehuda, who said he was the most lenient. He said all you have to do is share your hummus, right? Share your fish dip or whatever it is. Right? That's not meaning all of the other opinions were slightly more than that. Right? So all you had to do was say the Lachas Rabbi Yehuda, and then we'd understand that all you have to give is nothing. So if he meant that the Lachas actually Rabbi Yehuda, he didn't have to list all three of them. So it must be, since he listed all three of them, he just meant that all three of them agree, but really the halacha is that you have to give a real salary, and that's why Rava said, right, there must be, right, this breakdown in risk versus reward. Amar Rav. Rav says, Mutar Shlish, Mosar Shlish Bischarcha. If the guy says that anything more, again, like one guy provides the money, one guy's doing the work. So if the guy providing the money says anything more than one third profit, right? If you make one third profit on the deal, let's say you make two thirds. So the extra money that you make on the profit, that's going to be your schar. Hare zeh mutar. That's enough, right, of a salary. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says lo matzah mutar shlish. Mosar, I did it again. Lo matzah mosar shlish yelech leveisar reikon. Well, one second. If you don't make a one third profit on the venture, so then the guy is going home with nothing, right? He's going home empty, right? He doesn't get anything. So then, and it's a ribbis because there's no salary involved, right? So Elar Amar Shmuel. Kotzes lo dinar, it must be, right, he has to give him a dinar, right, if it doesn't get, he has to, you know, make sure that he gets a dinar if it's, or that it doesn't go over one-third. So Rav, ain't kotzes lo dinar? Does Rav disagree with that? That you don't have to pay him a dinar and he either gets nothing if he doesn't make it to one-third? Rav said, reish egla leftuma, right, if they make a deal where a guy gives a egla, a calf, right, to a shepherd, and, you know, he fattens it up and makes it, you know, raises it and makes it healthy. And he says, whenever you shecht it, you get the head, right, of the calf. So my lav, damale, right, mosar, there, I got it out of time, mosar, shlish, bischarcha, isn't this a scenario, right, the rabbi talking about what he said, you get anything more than one third, you get to keep, but still we see, right, he gets to have the head. So the Rav seems to agree to this principle. So he says, "Lo, no." What Rav was saying was that the Kamalei, right, Moser Shlish, Ireisha Eglav Tuma. He was saying, or either or, right. He was saying either you'll get more than whatever goes above one third of the profit, or you'll just get the head, right. Which is, you know, that's basically. It's either or, meaning he's also is making sure that he's going to get a salary. So you say, or you can answer, Kikama Rav Moser Shlish, right, Bischarcha Mutter. When did Rav say that you can make this arrangement where you, the guy doing the work can keep more than one third of the profit? So that's Kigon de Isle Behema Lididei. That's when the shepherd has his own shepherds. No. The shepherd has his own animals, right, in the flock, and Darmainchi, Gabalatore, and the guy is saying, just make a little bit more food, right? You're doing the work anyway, right, to take care of your oxen or whatever it is, Torah is an ox, right? So, but in the case where he's literally doing all the work and the guy's giving them money, so in that case, right, he has to make sure he gets some sort of salary, like the head of the animal. Rabbi Elazar, me hagronia zavin behema v'yarv leila risei. Rabbi Elazar in hagronia, right, he had an animal, right, and he gave it to his sharecropper, right? Aris is a sharecropper, a guy who works the land, and then they, you know, gives some sort of stipulation. Some sort of, let's say, a percentage of the field to the guy who owns the field. Okay, so anyways, he gave the animal to his sharecropper, right, to his oris, for half and half. Again, this case of mechza, right, 50-50. So case of iska. So mefatim lei, v'yav lei, reishi be'agre. So sure enough, right, he fattened it, right, again, he raised the animal, they shechted it, and Rabbi Elazar gave him the head. V'yav palga ravcha, and he also gave him half the profits. So Amra Leila Debisu, so the Aris, his wife, the sharecropper's wife, said, well, that's a pretty good deal. Im fatta behedya, right, yav lecha nami alisa. Right, well, if you had been a partner, if you had, forget, you know, here, this case, Rabbi Elazar gave you all the money. If you had put up some money, so not only would he have given you half the profits and the head, he would have given you a tail also. A tail is supposed to be a very, you know, choice of the sheep. I don't know about an ox, but okay. It doesn't say what it was. It was a behemoth. Okay, either way. So sure enough, Zalvin Behedja, so he thought that's a good idea. So the Aris put up some money, and they split an animal. They did an investment together. And so sure enough, what happened was, not exactly how the wife expected, Rabbi Elazar split the tail with him, right? Again, you know, like they split the animal, right? Just like it was another part of the animal. And Amalei, Tei Nifle gave the Resha, and Rabbi Elazar said, we're going to split the head as well. So Amalei said, Aris was like, Hashem Meikar Nami Lo? What do you mean? You're not giving me like I got before. Right? How is this any better? How is this different? Well, why don't I get the head myself? Right? Now, before, I wasn't giving up any money. Now I'm giving up money, and I get less? So Amalei said, Rabbi Elazar said back to him, yes, Ada Ishta Zuzi Didihu. havu. Right, until before the first case, right, all the money was mine. Right, it's an ilo lo hava yahivna loch tfei porta nechzik ribis. And if I didn't give you a little bit more than half and half, it would look like ribis, right, as we covered yesterday. Right, ayin shum. Right, so hashta shtufei anan makamarta. But now that we're partners, what are you going to tell me? Tarchana tfei porta. You worked more. So arimshi people say stam arisa lamari arik kamishabed nafshe. A normal aris, an aris usually goes above and beyond, works a little harder, right, as Mishabit himself, Lasui Le Raya, to make sure he finds some sort of grazing for the animals. Right? An aris usually works a little bit more. Once we're partners, right, so then you can't just demand, right, an extra salary. Okay. It says the Gemara Vayter. Turn Rabbanan again, talking about shepherds. Hasham Behem al Chavero. If a person gives an animal, right, to his friend, to his shepherd, right, again, for this deal, for half and half, right, how long does the animal, does the guy have to deal with the animal? Right, meaning, again, Pasha says, right, how long can he get out of the deal, right, and say, all right, I want my 50-50. Right, meaning, at some point, right, the animal, there's the law of diminishing returns, right? Obviously, if you raise an animal till it dies, right, so it's not going to, it's a 20-year-old cow, I don't know, it's not going to be as valuable as a, for example, 3-year-old fat, strong cow. So at what point, right, can the shepherd back out and say, you know, I want my money, and let's sell it and make the profit. Simchas Amar Basonos, if it's an Ason, which is a female donkey, Shmona Asar Chodesh, that's 18 months. If I'm not mistaken, that means until it's 18 years. No, that it's until it's 18 months old, meaning not that he has it for 18 months, but until it's 18 months old. But Gojos Chav Dalid Chodesh. In terms of Godros, it's just like sheep and goats, like small animals, so that's 24 months. And if they want to kind of split it and, you know, sell the animal and divide the profits before that time, so then the other guy, if he's not interested, can stop him from doing this. Because, as we'll see here, right, it says aval literally means but really it means because, right, the care that you do for an animal during the first year, right, is different than the care that you're going to get in the second year. Rashi quotes two opinions over here, whether that means it's more work in the second year or less work in the second year. But okay, either way, that's things are different 1 year to the next. And if you tell me that, you know, once you want to back out, let's say after 12 months, right, that's different than backing out after 18 months, and therefore the other guy can stop him, and legally he can't necessarily get out of it. But the Gemara just points out, my aval de kamar, what do you mean? What do you mean aval? Right, it should have been because, and not but, right? That's the whole reason for the halacha. So the Gemara just says, right, technically, right, ela, right, you're right. Lefi she'in adom tipula shoshana zuz, l'tipula shoshana charis, right, you just change the lashon. Tani yidach, another b'risa says, right, hashtam behem l'chaveiro, right, ad masai chayv l'tipula. Bavlados, a slightly different question. How long does the guy have to deal with the children or the offspring of the animal while he's taking care of it, right? One guy puts out the money, another guy, the shepherd's taking care of the animal. How long does he have to deal with the kids? So, bidaka, if it's a small animal, so then lamed yom, or 30 days. If it's a big animal, let's say a cow or whatever, right, so then it's nun yom, that's 50 days. Rabbi Yossi says bedaka gimel chadashim, it's 3 months. Nation b'tipula meruba, a small animal, right, it's 3 months because you have to do a lot of work on it. So Gemara says my tipula meruba, what does that mean? Nation shinei dakos, because its teeth are small and you got to do a lot more work, right, to feed it. Right, it's not gonna eat grass. Right, you have to take care of it. You have to kind of make sure it eats and do more work. But after that, you can do half and half. You can sell it, right, or do whatever. You can get rid of the it's profit. It's you can get rid of the animal and, you know, and reap the profits. Rav Nashia Bar Gada, shakal mechsa shalo mechsa v'chati mechsa shel chavero. So what happened was that Rav Nashia Bar Gada, basically what this is where is this Rashi? What's this case? Just blanking for a second. Where is it? Right. Okay. Like we just said. I'm sorry. Right. Like we just said. Right. Meaning that if the shepherd, right, we said mekave elach, right, just to back up a couple lines, So just mekave elach notel mechzer shalom, the chatzim mechzer shachavero. Right. I mean, if you're keeping the animal's children, the animal's offspring after that time, so then he can take half of. He gets 75%. Right. He gets half of his own half, and then he has to, you know, be taken care of. For the what's it called? I mean, he basically has to get paid for the raising the children, and so it doesn't look like ribis. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, sorry, because that's viewed halakhically as a new deal. And so he gets half and half of the original deal, and then when he takes care of the offspring beyond that, so that's considered to be a new deal, so then also he gets half and half, right, of the other guy's stake, right, in the new deal. So anyway, so Menashe Bar Gada, right, Shogal Mechza Shalom Vechatzi Mechza Shal Chavero, right, so sure enough, he did that. And that's Kamele Abaye, so Amale, right, Man Palaglach. So Abaye said, who split, right, this, the child, the offspring, right, for you? Meaning you have to cheshben out, right, the value, right, of the offspring, right? How did you know, right, to take how much money to take? The ode, and also, Makam Shenagul Gadalhu, this is a place where it's normal for people to take the offspring much further, right, than 30 or 50 days, right? Lagadal, to raise it, right, until it's a big animal. Utsan, Makam Shenagul Lagadal Yagdilu. And sure enough, if that's the halacha, or the custom, by the minig in a certain place, so then you have to do that. So sure enough, not sure enough, but another story, Hanu Tre Kutai, these are not Kutim, but these are Jews from Kuta, right? The Avud Iskabad Dadi, right? They did a 50-50, this kind of business deal. Azur Chaminayu Polig Zuze, below Daiti the Chavre. And one guy took out his 50% without the other guy knowing, right? And put it into another business situation, and sure enough, he was successful. So the question is, what is the other guy entitled to that money at all? So Askamir Papa, Amrlay, my nafkamina. What does it matter, right, to the partner, right, to Reuven, if Shimon takes his 50% and does what he wants? How can Rav Nachman Zuzid command the polygdamu? Money is as if it's already split. So one guy can take his share of the money, do whatever he wants with it, right, and therefore, right, he doesn't have to, you know, give some of the profits to his friend. Lishana, the next year, Zavun Chamra Badir Dadi, they did the same thing, but they bought Chamra, which is wine, with each other, and come Idach and Poliglay, and one guy got up, right, and split, and this is the other guy, Idach, the other guy, right, Reuven now, got up, right, and split took his you know, half the wine and split the profits and invested it below Daiti the Chavre without the other guy, without Shimon knowing. Also the Kamei de Rapapa, they went to Rapapa and Amalei, Man Poliglok, Rapapa said, who split these profits? How do you know? Right, where Mechatezi, why did you go and split this wine and the value? So Amalei, come Chazina de Basur Didika Asimai. So Reuven, who got messed over in both, meaning basically what he said to him is that, who said you could do that? Right, in the first case, when they split the money, he said, sure, Shimon is no problem. Shimon's allowed to take his 50% cash and go invest and do whatever he wants because money is considerably split. Now, when Reuven did that with the wine, Rav Papa said, who told you could do that? Right, who evaluated the wine for you and told you that you could sell it out? So basically, Reuven was like, hey, listen, I just got scammed 2 years in a row. Right, you poskin against me 2 years in a row. I'm Rav Papa said, and usually normally Dayanim don't have to defend themselves. Right, but Rav Papa, right, in this case, because he was like throwing shade, right, and casting doubt on the legitimacy of the court. So he said, Kai Gavna, right, Vaday Tzarech Lodia Izuze Mishokal Tvei Vishavi Chasri. I have to tell him, I have to explain the reasoning, because people are not understanding. And the thing that the Beis Din is not, doesn't make sense. Zuze, when it's money, kishakel, when he takes his money, so tavi v'shavi chasre, right, he doesn't take tavi. I read that poorly. Right, buy money. Mishakal tavi v'shavik chasrei. Does he take good ones tavi? Right, good ones v'shavik chasrei and leave bad ones? No, money is money. Right, he's taking dollar bills. Right, those are the same. Right, so that's not you know, doesn't need any, you know, intervention there. The guy takes his, you know, cash and leaves. But by chamra, right, just skipping the parentheses, by chamra, by the wine, kuli alma yodi diika debasim. Right, everybody knows, right, that there's diika debasim, that there's some good wine, there's good smelling wine, diika de lo basim, and there's bad wine or wine that doesn't smell as good, it's not as delicious. So you can't just split. You can't just take, you know, 50 out of 100 barrels, because there's some good wines, some bad wines. They have to do a cheshbon, right? Someone else has to kind of intervene when somebody wants to get their money out, and that's why he split it. I kind of alluded to it, but that's why Rav Papa passed in different directions. And when one first, when it came to money, then when it came to wine. Gufa, let's go back to what we just said. Amar Rav Nachman Zuzi Kamad the Polygudami, right? Money is as if they split it. So honey mili tavi tavi. That's only when you have tukuli tukuli. That's only if the money is the same coinage, right? If it's good coins or heavy coins, aval tave utkule lo. But if you have some that are good meaning that it's minted good, and people accept that mint and accept that impression and accept that currency, and so if some are good, if some are heavy, meaning if you have different types of coins, right? So then, right, that's not good. Then you have to cheshbon it out. Rav Chama have a moger zuzi b'pshita b'yoma. Rav Chama used to rent out money, right, coins, right, for a pshita a day, meaning he would basically do interest, but he would say, "I'm renting the money, right? I'm not." Lending to you on interest, I'm renting you the money. So kula zuzi de Rav Chama, right? So kalu, right? So all of us, sure enough, right? His money was disappeared, right? Because if you look at Rashi, right? Because that's ribis, right? It doesn't matter what he called it. So who suffer? Well, what did he think, right? Rav Chama, probably big tzaddik, right? And he wasn't trying to do an avera. He thought maishnami mara. What's the difference than a tool? Right? What's the difference? Right? If I can, you know, rent out my tool for a fee, for a salary, so I can rent out my money. So no, but it's not really true. Mara hadra b'ina v'idia p'chase, right? I mean, the mara, the tool, right, goes back normally. V'idia p'chase, and you can see v'idia, it's known, v'yadua p'chase, how it's p'chas, how it's less. You can see its depreciation. You can see how it has been worn and used. Right, so therefore, right, that's why he's allowed to take a salary, some sort of money for it. But zuzi, but money, lo hadra b'inayu, you're not giving the same money back. Right? If I lend you $100,000, right, I'm sending back the same $100,000, you give me different bills. And they're not depreciated at all. They don't go down. There's no pachos. So therefore, you're not allowed to ask someone for money for renting out, quote unquote, your money. Amarava shari leila inish melema leila chavre halech dalad zuze v'ofze lapalne zuze. A person is allowed to say to somebody else, "Here's 4 zuz. Go lend money to somebody else." Right? Even though that guy's going to get back, I say, "Here's 4 zuz. Go lend somebody $100,000." Even though that guy's going to get back his $100,000, and now he has $100,000 and 4 zuz, and that's kind of like ribis, but that's not a problem. Why? Because lo asher Torah ella ribis haba milova lamalva. Ribis is only a problem when it's from borrower to lender. Right? If it's from the third party, that's totally fine. So Amar Rava, Rava says as well, "Shar le'nish le'mimer le'chavre." A guy can say to his friend, "Shakalach arba zuze ve'emor le." Right? Take this 4 zuz and say to the guy, the ploni, right, the osfan zuze, to go lend me some money. Right? Similarly, my time. What's the reason? Because charamira kashakel. What's that guy doing? He's getting salary. Right? He's getting money for telling the guy to lend the money. Right? And that's totally fine. Kihad the Abba Bar Mar Breder Papa. Right? Abba Mar, the son of a Papa. Abba Shakal. Ugna, right, the kira mikirai, right, he would take wax from people who sold wax, right, v'amarle lavu, I say his father, it was finhu zuze, and again, he would get wax, and he would tell his father, right, rapapa, right, to lend him money. So, amarle lavu, rapapa, akal bre demar rabisa, what do you mean, you're getting interest. Right, he's eating interest. Achil, right, eating interest. You're getting interest on these loans. So Amalei said to him, "No, kol ki hay rabisa nechol." Right, he can eat that. He can take that, you know, interest, because lo asher Torah ella ribis haba milova lamalva, because he's not the one lending the money. Right, ribis only is also is for borrower to lender. So hakas schar amir lekashagel v'shari. Here he's just taking money for telling me to lend them money. Right, and that is totally fine. Okay, new Mishnah. Mishnah says again a couple things that we've had before. Shaman parav a chamor of a kol davar shu ochel shu osev ochel lemechsa. Right, you can use, right, you can evaluate, right, a cow or a donkey, anything that does work, right, and that can be the salary, right? If you have a 50-50 deal, if you have an iska, right, so then you can give that as the salary, right, because the cow or the donkey that the shepherd is watching, right, that's going to provide him with some sort of value, so that's fine. Makom shenachu lachlo gezavlados miyat chokin, right, in a scenario where you're supposed to split up the animals, right, the children, the offspring, the animals right away, right, so you can do that. That's again, we said 30 and 50, as Rashi says, 30 and 50 days later, you can split it. Makom shenago legadol yagdilu. Again, we had this right, a few minutes ago, right? But if it's the minig for the shepherd to raise it until it becomes big and older, so then that's what he has to do. Shem Gamliel Omer, also we saw this before. Shaman Egel im imo, v'siach im imo, right? We don't have to pay him a salary. If you can kind of make the calf or the baby horse, the baby donkey to walk with its mother, and as opposed to paying the shepherd to schlep it from one place to the next. Umafrez, Rashi's lashon here is mafrin. Okay, either way, al sadehu. What that means is a person can increase the rent, right, of the field. We'll see what that means in a second. Right? Well, I guess we could just read it and the Gemara will explain. Right? So Mafrez also there, you can be increasing the field, right, even though there's a loan there, and you don't have to worry about ribis. The Gemara says immediately, Tan Rabbanan Mafrez also there, what is that ketan? What does that mean? What's that case? So Sochas Asadim Echavero, a guy's renting a field from his friend, right, and he's paying like 10 kor, which is a bushel or some sort of measurement of wheat per year. That's the agreed upon rent. For Omer lo tain li masayim zuz, and so the guy who's renting the land, right, the can say, give me 200 zuz, right, and I will use it. I'll put it into the field. I mean, I'll put in manure or whatever, and I'll make sure that I'll reinvest into the field. And then I'll pay you 12 kor a year instead of 10. So in that case, it's mutter. That's totally fine, even though that's ribis, because the guy's lending him money, right? The guy who owns the field is lending him money, and he's getting that money back, obviously, and now he's getting two more kor in rent, right? That seems to be ribis. But that's not ribis. Why? That's mutter. Meaning because that's already the guy. Why is that? Because just to explain for a second, because the guy is basically putting the money into the field and investing in the field. So basically what the owner is basically doing, he's improving his own field, right, with his money. Now in a Hanami, right, that he's quote unquote loaning it to the borrower, to the guy's working on his field, to the guy's renting his field, but still that's basically the guy's putting money into his field and investing in it. And for that, if the field is now better, right, he's allowed to charge more rent, and that's fine. So aval ein mafrez lo al chaner v'lo al svina, but you can't do it, right, on a store or a ship, on those specific things, because that he's not actually improving the store or the ship. That case, right, he's actually, the guy is borrowing money to kind of improve his business or get more stuff or whatever, and that's going to be also, that's already going to be ribbis. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Pamim Shemafrez Alachanos. How do you know? Sometimes you can do that if you give him money and do this whole transaction, give you money and then raise the rent, right, on a store or a ship. Sometimes you can do that. If Latur Batsura, right, or Svina Lasus Ba Iskaria, right? So either if you're painting, right, on the walls of the store to make the store prettier, right, if you're making the actual store, like we said, if you're making the actual store nicer, or you're making the ship nicer, you're making a new mast, or new, I think it's carried as a mast, or some sort of sails, right, to make it better. And that's what the Gemara explains. Right? People like coming into a nice store. Right? So therefore, the rent for a nice store is higher. So that's why you can do that. You can charge 12 instead of 10. Svina lasos la iskara also came into Shapira, excuse me, iskara tve, agra tve. Right? It's more expensive, right, to rent, right, a ship that is nicer. So therefore, right, if the money is going to improve the actual ship, so then it is mutter. Okay, we'll go invite in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.